You are listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. This morning, National Cherry Festival organizers announced that festivities would not go on as planned this year. IPR's tourism reporter, Taylor Wisner, spoke with Kat Pei, the executive director of the festival.
Some say the spread of the disease may slow and the economy might be up and running by July. Why did the decision to cancel the festival come now?
I don't know that anyone knows exactly what the landscape of July is going to look like. And there is a lot of planning and a lot of organizing that goes into the National Cherry Festival some years out. It takes us a few years sometimes to plan certain pieces of it. And in doing that, there's a lot of unknown. And I don't think anyone can say for sure that it would be completely safe for 500,000 people to be together at an event.
Right. And who was involved in making the decision?
Certainly. I, as the executive director, work with our staff and community leaders, both regionally and statewide and nationally. And then with our local leaders, we also then work with our board. We have a board of directors of the Festival Foundation, which oversees the National Cherry Festival. But I did work with our county administrator. I did work with our city manager, our emergency management office. And I did ask those people where they think the trends are going and whether or not, you know, it's safe to wait on the decision. And for us, we are 80 days out from the National Cherry Festival right now. And we have events like the air show that has the U.S. Navy Blue Angels that come in, for example. Those are decisions that need to be made ahead of time. There are a lot of pieces that would be affected if we made the decision later, say in June. And I have very high hopes that, yes, we will be able to resume a new sense of normal, if you will, outside of all this in the next few weeks or a month. But I don't think anyone can say for sure. And even if we are able to gather together again, our mass large events really the first way to open that up.
Okay. Has the Cherry Festival ever been canceled before?
Certainly, it has. It was canceled between 1942 and 1947, and it was due to the war and the Depression at that time. And they came back when they felt it was responsible and you know, socially acceptable to do so in 1948. Obviously, that is long before my time, but it is very unprecedented for the festival to be canceled. But yes, it has happened in the past.
Do you have any idea of how canceling the festival could impact the region's economy? How will our businesses that rely on the festival get by?
That is one of the saddest parts of this entire decision for me. Not only are our volunteers and our families in that way impacted because this is a huge part of everyone's tradition, but it is the economic piece to the community is a deep concern and was taken highly into consideration in this decision. I don't have an answer of how all those businesses are going to get by. I am hopeful that a lot of our local community will support our local businesses, of course, and try and assist in that and make sure that we are around for years to come. We are not the only economic driver up here, of course, in the piece of tourism, but we're a large part of it and we know that. But I don't have necessarily an answer of how these businesses are going to get past this. We know it's going to be a loss for everyone.
All right. I've been speaking with Kat Pei, the executive director of the National Cherry Festival. Thanks, Kat, for filling us in.
Of course. Thank you.